We are up to Simen Kuf Lamed, and we'll be doing that Simen. Man de Choze Chelma, someone who has a dream, V'lo Yoda Maychozi, and does not know what he saw, which the Mishnah Berurah explains to mean he doesn't know if this was a good sign or the opposite. Nekum Kamekane, he should stand up in front of the Kohanim, B'sha Sha'olim L'duchin, at the time that they go up to Duchin, and he should say like this, Rabbono Shalom, Ani Shalach, V'chalom Osai Shalach. He should say the tefillah of the Rabbono Shalom for someone who has had a dream. V'yichavin, and he should have kavana, in other words, he should arrange it, he should be careful, to l'sayim gam bahadei kane, da'oni tzibur amen. He should finish at the time that the Kohanim do, so that when the tzibur answers amen, they will be answering amen to his bracha, as to his yihiratzen as well. The Mishnah Berurah says it's ideal that he should not be saying this while the Kohanim are duchening, but only while they are singing. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is to say this every single time that there is Nesias Kapayim in Chutz La'aretz, where the minhag is just to duchen on Yantif. Because from Yantif to Yantif, it's hard to believe that someone did not have a puzzling dream. He does bring down the Machzas HaShekel, and that is the question of where you duchen and said Rabbono Shalom on the first day of Yantif, and then comes Yantif Sheni, and you know for a fact that you had no dream nor no puzzling dream between the first and the second. So he brings from the Machzas HaShekel that you should say it anyway, the reasoning being because part of that Yiratzen is a tefillah for dreams that other people had about us, and for all we know, someone may have dreamt about us. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that on Yantif Sheni, if you know for a fact that you didn't have any puzzling dreams since the day before when you already said the tefillah, you should start from the word Yehi Rotzen and not from Rabbono Shalom. You should not be saying Chalom Chalamti Veni Yodea because you already said it before. Now, it's brought down to say it with each one of the psukim of Birkas Kohanim, meaning just before V'yishmerecha, just before V'chuneka, just before V'yishmerecha, you should end off with the words V'yishmereini, and therefore when the tzibur answers amen to V'yishmerecha, they're also answering amen to something like it, which is V'yishmereini. The second bracha should be uschaneini, which goes next, is appropriate for V'chuneka. Now, the third one, there's a machlokas in. Some say another tefillah then. Some say a general tefillah for Birkas Kohanim. The Grub brings down to say it even the third time. And the Marshal says that third time when you say Rabbono Shalom, you should end V'sovo alai Birkas Kohanecha V'sirtzeni, and that everybody's amen after Shalom would cover that. And those that have the minhag that they say the other tefillah, the Yiratzen, they would not say the Rabbono Shalom the third time altogether. Mishnah Berurah also mentions that on Shabbos, one does not say the Rabbono Shalom of Chalom Chalamti unless the person had a puzzling dream on Shabbos itself. Then they're allowed to say it on Shabbos. Further back in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ilo Leimahochi, and if not, then then what does one say at the end of Birkas Kohanim? Adir Bamorim Shochen Begvur Ata Shalom V'Simcha Shalom. Yiratzon Shetosim Aleinu Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the minhag is to say Adir Bamorim all the time, meaning even if one did say the Rabbono Shalom or any time there's Birkas Kohanim, and if one feels that they're not going to be able to finish Yivarechacha, excuse me, while one does not feel that he'll be able to finish in time for the Kohanim to reach the end where people answer Amen, he could even start just before, at the very beginning of Birkas Kohanim and not just wait for V'yishmerecha. Further, Hagav, Malkam Sheinom Leduchin Yomer Kol Zeh B'Shasha Shliach Tzibur Omer Sim Shalom V'yisayim Ba'adei Shliach Tzibur Shianu HaKol Amen. And what one does is he would say this. He would say Adir Bamorim while the Shliach Tzibur is saying Sim Shalom. And again, one can even start saying Adir Bamorim when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu. When he says Yivarecha already, then one can start saying Adir Bamorim, and this way he will be able to finish at the time that the Shliach Tzibur finishes Avarech Samo Yisov HaSholem, and then the Omein would go back on the Adir Bamorim as well.